You've joked that you have ink in your veins. So I'm wondering how far back exactly does your family's newspaper business go?
Well, actually, there was no one in the newspaper business until my father, who, when he was at the University of Kentucky, began to pursue that as a career. Got interrupted, of course, by World War II when served in the Army. And then once that obligation was finished after the war, why, he returned to UK, worked at the Lexington, at that time the Lexington Leader, and also worked on the UK student newspaper, the Kentucky Colonel. And my father then pursued that as his career, was editor of the Pineville Sun. When he and my wife and my mother moved to Princeton, they did not know a soul in Princeton, but that newspaper became available. They knew the owner through my mother's family. Actually, the owner of that paper had been in the wedding of my maternal grandparents. So they knew that newspaper was for sale. They bought that in 1949, and when I was just, of course, an infant. And they moved to Princeton not knowing a soul, but that became home from then on.
You yourself got involved really early in your father's business, and apparently that became a passion for you. I understand you started writing sports articles at a young age.
Start writing sports when I was around probably eighth, ninth grade, was writing sports articles. And from Little League baseball games to then, of course, Caldwell County high school football games.
Do you remember what maybe your first published article was and what that experience was like?
I don't remember the specific one, but I would say it was probably a Little League baseball game because there was not much you could do wrong in those types of things. And I enjoyed that. Football was a little bit more challenging just because there was so much more interest in it. And being young, I did not want to look foolish, did not want to look like I didn't know what I was doing and talking about. But it was always a love for me. And it is a challenge. It's a challenge with deadlines, and to when you understand the public's expectation for a quality product, and your mistakes are there for everyone to see. You know, they're not, in our minds, they're not forgotten, that somebody can always go back to that printed page and they see, boy, you really messed that up.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge.
Print is forever, so to speak. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
But you actually left the family business for a short period between 1970 and 76, working for the New Era. So how did that come about? Why not just go and be a sports editor at the Princeton Leader? Why go to the Kentucky New Era?
That's a very interesting story because I graduated from UK in 1970 and was one of these, as I guess many people are, when you get a college degree, you think you know everything. And I thought I knew everything. And I guess my world got shaken when we had the lottery in 1970, but it wasn't the lottery that has a Powerball. It was a lottery that gave you 2 years with Uncle Sam, free room and board. And I had a low lottery number, so I was going to be drafted. And so as I got out of school, I figured, well, in 2 or 3 months, I'm probably going to be going into the Army. And I had a classmate, Mike Herndon, who was from Hopkinsville. And Mike just pleaded with me, come and talk to the New Era. They need a sports editor. So I did, and they were willing to hire me, even though they knew I would probably be gone before very long. And I went back to my dad and said, well, they've offered me a job, but you know, I don't think I'm going to take that. And he said, I would encourage you to do that. He said, you will learn more working for someone else than you will for me. He had my best interest at heart, and he knew that with working with family is so much rather than working for somebody else who is not family, and they really can hold you accountable, because a parent will allow a child to get away with things that other people will not typically.
What's a tough position to take in sports
You know,
for Christian County, I guess?
right. Well, at that time, you know, you had programs that you had a Hopkinsville program in football that was just the best, one of the best programs in the state. You had a Christian County program that was suffering. You had the personalities that were involved. And is the school system, is it totally supportive of both programs? And are there, you know, what makes one program different from another? And nobody likes to be label the loser in a community, but to tackle some of those issues about what's it going to take. And of course, sports in that era was so different from today, because today we have, particularly in the collegiate and professional, you've got court cases and eligibility issues, and NCAA is, you know, what we saw with the Penn State. You didn't have those situations back 42 years ago. It was pretty much a sports editor report on the games, and that was it. Mm. And they pushed me to do the more behind the scenes, get the real story, rather than just taking a coach saying, well, we're going to play such and such team, and they're a really good football team. You know, there's more to a sports story than just quoting the cliches.
Yeah.
And they were great at pushing me, at challenging me to not just do enough to just get by, but to make it a story that people really want to see and to personalize it.
I want to take some time to ask you a little bit about the Times Leader, because one thing I noted about it, it was the first weekly paper to have an online presence.
Right. That is correct.
And I've seen more and more print operations going toward online content. I remember reading recently that the Times-Picayune in New Orleans has now gone 3 days a week and doing a lot more online content rather than printing. So how do you see that this evolution moving from print copy to online copy, how do you think that's affecting particularly rural journalism in our region?
Angela, that's an excellent question. And the issue of print, a printed product versus an online product, is something that nobody has an answer for right now. Every newspaper struggling is, what is the mixture? What is the balance? To me, I think that Warren Buffett, who is a billionaire investor we all know of, chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, that company just bought 26 daily newspapers a few months ago. And he came out with some pretty strong statements that he thinks that the printed product is here to stay, but only if you do not give your product away online. And so that's what newspapers are struggling with, is do you have a strong local content? And that is much more difficult in the metropolitan areas, New Orleans and other places, because you have so much competition between, you know, TV stations, radio stations, and even online ventures. But he's very adamant in that a newspaper that is strongly rooted in its community, whose focus is on the local product, that it can succeed, but it cannot succeed if it just replicates its printed product online. So it needs to either have a paid site, some kind of pay feature on it, a paywall. We see all the Gannett papers. Courier Journal is moving that direction with what's called a metered approach. I think there is opportunity online. It's just very difficult today. Newspapers have really not figured out a way to make a lot of money online.
Yeah.
In other words, and I don't mean that from a necessarily a profit standpoint, but how do you make enough money to keep all your reporters, to keep your news gathering operation going, if you cannot make much money off the, you know, if you can't bring much money in off the website?
Thank you very much, Chip Hutchison, for coming in and speaking with us today. And congratulations on your recent induction into the Kentucky Journalism Hall of Fame.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed talking with you.